Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
You're on The Burt Show.
Mo taking care of himself health-wise. He's intermittent fasting every day, been consistent in the gym, and now maybe that's all stopping.
I never thought I would be this person, but I damn near needed an ambulance in the gym the other day.
What did you do?
It was bad. And I don't even know if I can go back to my home gym anymore after what just happened. So there's the way the gym is in my apartment, I love it because there's usually not really anyone in it, and especially at the time that I go. So there's, like, typically the same four or five people that kind of rotate at that time that you see. And there's one lady in particular who is always in there. And I don't know if y'all find inspiration in watching how hard other people work sometimes.
For sure. It's one of the reasons why I like going to a gym rather than having a home gym is I like seeing that. I really do. I like all the sounds of the gym, but watching people bust their ass in there, that definitely motivates me.
It gives you like that extra little kick that you can't really get on your own.
So you yourself are not enough motivation.
No, no. And we'll talk about that with the Heart 75 here in a second, or 75 Heart, I should say. Yeah, but no, that's not enough.
It's a thing, because I'd rather work out by myself, but it certainly is something that having somebody with you like gives you an extra push. And she doesn't speak at all. Like, she's in her zone, she's focused, and it almost seems like every time I see her in there, she's making progress and she's just getting it.
Love it.
So it's like, okay, like whenever she's in there, I step it up a little bit, and it's been that way for about a year now. So I think, and it could just go my way, but I'm pretty sure we inspire each other, right? This could just all be in my head, but I think I give her a little extra push too. So as like you said, I've been back here lately, I've been intermittent fasting and trying to eat right and really get back in the shape that I used to be in. So there was one time when I was pretty athletic and I was doing all of the sports, football, basketball, boxing, and I broke my wrist twice. So for like 3 years, I couldn't really work out like I once could. And after years of not really playing sports like that, I thought my wrist was like 100% recovered, and I was feeling good about myself. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
So this one particular day, now, I never seen her with her partner in the gym, but this day, she's in there with her guy, and they're doing, like, all of the type of couples workouts that you would see on Instagram, like lifting each other and just doing things with the weights that I didn't think was the right thing to do with the weights, but they killing it. And so this guy, I don't know if it was, like, one of those macho man, oh man, things of where, like, I was over there doing my thing, and then I kind of saw her like looking at me a little bit, and I think he saw her looking at me, and then so he went to his machine and started going crazy. Like, he started putting all kinds of weights on there. He took his shirt off. He's glistening in the gym now. He's like extra with the grunts.
Peacocking right now.
Yeah, man. He's doing that. So at first, I'm not paying them no mind. I'm over here by myself doing my thing. But then it felt like he started like following me around almost, because every time I got off a machine, he was on the machine next to me. So at this point, I'm like, bro, you doing every body part. Because I know you ain't coming here to work out everything. So how, if I'm doing chest, you doing chest. If I go there and do legs, you doing legs. So it kind of felt a little competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this could have all been in my head, but this is how I felt. So I'm like, all right, I guess today is the day. We're going to step it up, right? If we over here showing what we got, I'm going to show what I got too. So I go to where I normally perform the best. That's the bench. I go to the bench press.
Okay.
Let's step it up in here.
Flex them pecs,
right?
Baby.
Yes. So I start off, like, do what I normally do, like 225, and I'm doing my thing. I look up. He's over there on squats. Now, that ain't where I perform. I perform on the bench.
Trying to stay away from legs.
Yeah, he can have that, right? But every time he put weights on and go a little higher, I feel like I need to put weights on and go a little higher. So I get to about 275, which I haven't really tried to bench in a while. Fairly light.
Oh, no.
It felt light. I was like, okay, we back. 275 was easy.
Who's got smelling salts?
And you're doing all of this without a spot.
Without a spot.
Yes.
No spot. What's a spot?
Yeah.
Who needs a spot?
For those that don't know, if you don't go to the gym, spotting is when you get somebody like on those very last kind of reps that you can't bang out yourself. Somebody gives you a little lift, just a little spot, so you don't end up on the bench with the whole bar across your neck dying.
Yes. Exactly. So normally, if I get some weight up like maybe three times and it's a struggle, I'll stop. Like, I won't go any further than that. But I went to about 295. And I got it about five times, and now I was kind of like, I wonder.
No.
Am I getting this last one?
No, I was like, I wonder how high I can go, because I haven't tried in so long. But that 295 felt fairly easy. So then I go to about 325, which I haven't tried to bench that in about 3 or 4 years.
That's a lot of weight.
I used to be able to get that a few times, no problem. So I get it up the first time, and again, I impress myself. I'm like, all right. And then I could kind of feel, like, their eyes on me, like, looking at me, like, impressed, like, wow. So I go down for the second one. I was like, I got to give them one more. I can't stop on the one.
Now, it's no longer a workout. Now it's a performance.
Right.
I'm using it to my advantage, though, because I'm inspired.
There's a competition in his head right now. He feels like he's going to end up on the podium if he gets this thing up one more time. Yes.
I feel like I'm in the Olympics. And then it hits my chest. And it wasn't that it was too much, but my wrist collapses on me. I mean, just completely gives out. I'm trying to bench this now with one arm.
Oh, damn. Did the whole thing, like, did you lose your grip on one side of the bench?
Yeah, I had to let it go. It just, boom, and it just falls on my chest, and I'm just laying there. So now you speak in the spot. Here come his strong ass to come over and save the day.
Let me help you with that, little buddy.
Yeah,
here you go,
exactly.
Little buddy.
Here you go, little guy.
Did he just take his pinky and just pick up the bar and just move it like that?
Didn't even say. I'm just sitting here like, thank you. And then he just stacks it, doesn't even say anything to it, just walks away. Like, and then they just take their stuff and leave.
Yeah.
And I never want to go to that gym
ever again.
Yeah. I can't go back now. I think I'm going to go get a membership somewhere.
How's your wrist?
It's all right. It kind of happens from time to time when I put too much strain on it, and I didn't have a wrap on it, so it normally takes like 5 days and then I'm all right. It's just, but I didn't re-break it. I just think I aggravated it.
Which one hurts more right now, your wrist or your ego?
Oh, it's the ego, man. it's not even close.
So my ego, it is currently non-existent right now.
The Bert Show.